This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's continue our study of Romans 12, 1 and 2. In verse 2, the verbs are in the present tense, which means they are to be ongoing. Do not continue to conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be continuously transformed by the continuous renewing of your mind. In verse 1, we saw that the commitment of our bodies to God was a call for a once-for-all kind of commitment. That kind of commitment will be challenged and tested while living in the hostile environment of this world. So we need, in a practical way, to be vigilant in maintaining that commitment. How? Don't let the world pressure you into its mold or mindset. Rather, remind yourself every time you are faced with a decision that you belong to God, you are a Christian, and you need to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Or what should a Christian do in this situation? Dr. Wiest expounds on the phrase, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Conformed refers to the act of an individual assuming an outward expression that does not come from within him, nor is it representative of his inner heart life. The prefixed preposition adds to the meaning of the verb the idea of assuming an expression that is patterned after some definite thing. The verb's construction forbids the continuance of an action already going on. Far too many Christians live as though they are more concerned about being accepted by the world than by God. They copy the lifestyle and mindset of the world so that they are hardly distinguishable from it. Paul says, "Stop it.